This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, the Saints take on the Jacksonville Jaguars August 17th, 12 p.m. That's Sunday, and our coverage will start before that. And joining us now is Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Newell. Got a little rumbling of thunder here in Metairie right now. I got a scared pup under my desk.
Yeah, I just heard some here at my place as well. So this will be Kellen Moore's second game. He spent a lot of time talking about cadence and, you know, going through the process of the game last week. What do you expect to see from him in particular this week? And has he revealed much during the week?
The practices out in California have now wrapped up. The Saints are actually heading back to Louisiana today ahead of that preseason game on Sunday. And something that, you know, we didn't see much of in the preseason opener was the offense, you know, stretching the field and trying to hit those deep balls. And I get it. It's preseason play. So you're not trying, just keeping things very vanilla. You're not trying to show too much right now. But for these quarterbacks, I feel like you just need to open up the playbook a little more from them, to stretch the field out and not just kind of have these dink and dunk plays. I think we will see that coming in the second preseason game, since we should have more starters being active this time around. But that'll be interesting to see what Kellen Moore decides to do after a lot of the ones got work in against that joint session against the L.A. Rams on Thursday. So I don't know if you're going to see guys like a Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed or even Juwan Johnson out there testing the other defense for the Jaguars. Just because, you know, with the injury issues, you're so concerned. But that's something I feel like, just stretching the field more in the passing game, and shoot, the run game right now just really hasn't been effective. And that's been the case since the practices we were seeing in Metairie training camp. The Saints defense was doing a good job of just containing whoever the running back was. And that seems to be the case we saw in the preseason matchup against the Chargers and even the joint session against the Rams. So the Saints run game, definitely a big concern right now. And that really boils down to what you're getting out of the offensive line.
Already we have one player out for the season. Another player, I guess we're still waiting to hear on Penning as to what the extent of his injuries are. Is that still a case?
Yeah, we know Will Clapp, a rotational guy on the offensive line, will miss the season. And even before that, you had Nick Saldiveri go down with an injury as well. So he's out for the season. And then you add in Trevor Penning. What we've heard from Coach Kellen Moore is the fact he's dealing with a toe issue. Some have called it a turf toe. Coach Moore wouldn't go as far as to say that. But the bad thing with this, with Penning, is early on in his career, he dealt with these foot issues, and you just don't know how long that's going to keep him out. With an offensive lineman, obviously, you know, any player in football needs their feet. But with the offensive lines, you know, to set, you know, be able to block guys in front of you, have that balance and put the weight on your foot is going to be an issue. And I'm just concerned for him and the continuity with this O-line, the fact that it seems like it's going to carry into the regular season. I don't know if he's going to be ready week one. And right now we're seeing at left guard with the ones running with them is the newly signed Dylan Raidens, who was with the Tennessee Titans last year. And we'll see how that goes. But not the greatest starter that, you know, when he was his time with the Titans. But, you know, someone that you're looking for right now to see what else you can get out of that left guard spot. I don't know even if the team would maybe consider trying a Landon Young in there. It's just a big mess along the offensive line right now because of, you know, you're trying to build this, like I mentioned, continuity with the group, and Penning missing some time right now leading up to the regular season is just so crucial.
This feels eerily similar, doesn't it? I mean, it's almost every year it feels like we're playing musical chairs on the offensive line.
It definitely has been a struggle. You feel, at least I feel pretty confident with the left tackle, right tackle, Taliese Fuaga, and the rookie Kelvin Banks Jr. I think Eric McCoy at center is a solid piece, but the two guard spots, Cesar Ruiz has struggled, and we've been waiting to see some kind of improvement from him, and then the left guard spot has just been a huge issue.
Yeah, and obviously we may have answered our own question as to why the running game is suffering, right?
Yeah, exactly. We even saw yesterday during the joint session, you know, Alvin Kamara busted out for a nice 5-6 yard gain, but then what do you know? Oh, he gets the ball punched out from him, which is really rare for him. You never see him really turn the ball over.
So when we look at some of the other players that haven't played, obviously hadn't heard much about one of my favorite players on the team, Taysom Hill. Is he ready to go?
No, we've seen Taysom sporadically at training camp practices when they were in Metairie on the sideline, kind of doing very light work. But with his issue, it's not expected, I would think, till maybe middle to later of the season we see him. A lot of folks are even speculating that, you know, due to his age, that we might have seen the last of Taysom Hill. I don't think that's the case, though, because if there's a guy that's fighting to get back on the field and do whatever he can, I do believe Taysom Hill is itching to play and is not willing to give it up. But, you know, it's crazy to think that at, you know, 34 years old, he's, you know, recovering from a knee issue. And so we'll just see how that progresses. But there's definitely no step or, you know, hopeful timeline for him to be back on the field anytime soon for this team.
And that's a shame because I think you would agree, Steve, he really kind of gets things excited and opens some things up downfield, right, because of his speed. And you never know whether he's going to carry the ball, leave the backfield, go out into a pass pattern, you know, into a pattern and get the ball thrown to him.
Yeah, the way he plays the game is almost a detriment to the wear and tear on his body. I can recall when I was doing the sideline, there was a matchup where the Saints were in Atlanta, and I happened to be right where Taysom got tackled, and he's just laughing at the guy that brought him down and nearly took me out, so I wasn't laughing. But the guy, you know, he's a weapon that you mentioned all over the field, the versatility, and it is disappointing because with the new offensive mind of Kellen Moore running this Saints defense, we've heard so much about the creativity, how a lot of folks call him an offensive genius, a la kind of a Sean Payton, the fact that, you know, you'd like to see what he could get out of Taysom Hill. But it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't seem like you're going to be seeing him in action. Hopefully, I'm hoping at least in the middle of the season.
Not that it, you know, well, it does matter for sure, but are we locked into a punter and a place kicker?
I think the place kicker battle was really resolved back when they were still in Louisiana practicing before even heading to California. Blake Groupie's been outstanding. You look at what he's been able to do, the distances, short, long, he's been consistent. I think it's just one miss the entire camp right now he had, and that happened to be when the clouds opened up at the facility and there was some rain and wind, and there was just one miss from him that I can recall then. And other than that, he's been dead on. Charlie Smith, the Irish kicker, has a great leg. And, man, oh, man, you know, you want to make a 70-yarder, he might be your guy, but as far as consistency, it definitely hasn't been as on par as Blake Groupie there. The punter battle is real interesting because another year, another new leg is going to be in that for the Saints punter, because, you know, they've moved on from Hayball, and now you're looking at James Burnup, and you thought he would have things locked in, but that hasn't been the case. You've seen the latest addition for the team. They brought in Kai Kroger. Both are rookies, though, don't have a big track record here, and that's definitely something that you need to see in these game action in the preseason game 2 and 3. I think is going to be continuing all the way. You're going to see that punter battle go the distance because, you know, everyone talks about being inside the 20. Well, now it's like, well, you got to pin guys inside the 10 with these new kickoff rules, especially.
Yeah.
So that battle back and forth definitely has, there's no leader in the clubhouse. I feel if I had to pick one right now, maybe James Burnup, because you see him holding for Blake Groupie on field goal attempts, but I don't think that means anything right now.
You know, the reason I ask is that early on, if you have some of these injury problems, you know, you need special teams, you need your punters, your kickers to really step up, especially your punters, because, you know, you don't want to be able to flip the field, right? And sometimes that can be as effective as anything else to happen for you to create opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. Getting that hang time in the distance, so key in the punting game. And with the kicker, I feel what we've seen from this Saints offense early on is a lot of struggles. We know the young quarterbacks between Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck. I have it a two-man race. I'm not even including Jay Kaner. I think, you know, you can pretty much lock him in for a backup role, but he's not going to be the Saints starting quarterback right now. But the offense overall, it tends to stall at times. So that place kicker is going to be so important. Blake Groupie, I've recommended to my son in fantasy football, make sure you grab him in the late round, because I think he's going to get plenty of opportunities as one of the main guys scoring points for the Saints this year.
Let's flip to the other side of the ball defensively. New scheme. We move from a 4-3 to a 3-4. For those folks that are not totally in tune to football, how big of a transition is that?
It's pretty big considering, you know, the personnel you were initially set up with is more in tune to having, you know, those two defensive ends with two D tackles up front on that D line. And now you're really having the two edges with one nose tackle in the middle. And man, oh man, probably the best addition I've seen from the Saints so far this offseason was doing that trade to acquire a guy in Devon Godchow, a big space eater. We know him from his LSU days, spent most of his career with the New England Patriots, and definitely makes a difference up front with this team. So important. He talked the other day and was saying, you know, the nose tackle position in this defense, if you don't have a good one, you're not going to get anywhere when it's either stuffing the run or rushing the passer. And he's really helped out a lot in that run defense that struggled so much last year. And it's been really nice to see a development in Chase Young. He's an edge outside linebacker in this squad and seems to be really thriving in it. You've even seen him be more vocal, more enthusiastic on the field in practices. He's looking like a different guy. He did get paid, so he's probably happy about that too, but it's nice to see him, you know, starting to just evolve more on the field because the talent's there. This guy's, you know, was a high pick in the draft, and just injuries derailed his career early on, and just hoping that those pressures, he was number six in pressures in the NFL last year in quarterbacks. Can he get home? Can he get the quarterback down? Racking up those sacks, you know, everybody likes the sack numbers are a lot sexier than pressures. He's been able to be flying around the field and looks like a different player this year. So it's one of those wait and see things for him to see going forward. And another big acquisition, I'll say, I don't know how in the world that Julian Blackmon was still available in the free agent market. We saw Tyrann Mathieu retire at the safety position, and there was seemed to be a big gaping hole next to Justin Reed. Well, the Saints were able to sign Blackmon, who was with the Colts last year, played in 16 games, even played through injury, so had kind of a down season. But you look at what he's been doing at training camp, the combination of him and Reed, I love at the safety spot. They seem to have gelled right away. And Blackmon has been so comfortable in Brandon Staley's scheme. And Coach Staley raved about him yelling on the field one day at practice that, I've been looking for this for 5 years, saying, you know, basically he's been after Julian Blackmon in his defense for the last five seasons and finally has, you know, him in the lineup. Just a guy that's able to make the tackles and also been a ball hawk. I think he had two interceptions bringing his total up for training camp to five now.
Wow. That's good. It's good to hear because if we're going to struggle on offense, we got to make up for it on defense, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's just no two ways about it. Let's flip back to offense about the two quarterbacks. How much time do we expect each to play? Do we know?
Yeah, I'm thinking you're going to see Tyler Shuck get the shot, you know, to start the game, since we saw Spencer Rattler lead off things against the Chargers last game. So it'll be a big moment for him, the rookie, his first game in the dome in front of the home crowd. And, you know, he's been making progress. I was impressed, actually, in that preseason opener, just because at practices you could tell he was kind of in his head too much, just thinking about what to do, not wanting to make that mistake because there is that competition right now between him and Spencer Rattler. And I thought it was pretty impressive, the fact, you know, he did have the pick six but rebounded after that with a nice touchdown. And that was also something I put on the coaching staff too, where you saw these defenders sitting and waiting for these passes on the ball, and they finally called that double move down the field to Mason Tipton, and boom, it was wide open. You know, Bobby was screaming in the sports office that he could have made that throw. Well, we saw Shuck do it. He came through and made it to the open guy. Touchdown for the Saints on a big score. I just want to see him be able to let loose, play, you know, free, and not be in his head too much. And even for Spencer Rattler, that's the guy that we see that confidence and that swag about him in training camp practices. And it's a little bit different in game situations where he tends to hold on to the ball a little bit longer. Appreciate the scramble ability he does have to maybe extend plays more. But for both guys, hopefully they can just let loose, let it rip. And I don't know, that the QB battle is definitely tight. Everybody keeps saying how close it is. I might be leaning towards the rookie more now, just because it is the future for the Saints. Tyler Shuck is the Saints' future right now. I don't know what's going to happen next year in the draft. They could select another QB, but for right now, Shuck is definitely head coach Kellen Moore's guy, the one he picked in round two. And if it's close, I know maybe some folks are thinking you go with the experienced guy in Spencer Rattler, but he's just got another season and a few games under his belt. I'm curious right now in this game, if Shuck balls out, do we end up, you know, punching his ticket as the week one starter for the Saints?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. And just, I hope he's not sacked five or six times Sunday. because then I'm not certain it matters who's back there taking the snap, right?
No, and like we were talking about, the O-line, a huge issue right now. That's concerning for the QB and for the run game.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I look forward to the game Sunday, 12 o'clock kickoff, Jaguars at the Caesars Superdome. And thank you so much for joining us, Steve Gallo, WWL Sports Director. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Newell, no doubt.
All righty, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
With us. Welcome back, folks. 20 years after Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans continues to learn and teach powerful lessons in equity and urban planning. And this year's Morrison Lecture, nationally renowned urban planner David Dixon, who helped draft the city's post-Katrina master plan, will reframe the story of recovery, not as a saga of missteps or quest for perfection, but as the pursuit of an achievable community-centered vision. And Dave will explore what was learned, how New Orleans is uniquely positioned for success thanks to its history, cultural diversity, strong neighborhood identities. And this program is put on by the Historic New Orleans Collection in partnership with the Vieux Carré Property Owners, Residents, and Associates, as well as the Vieux Carré Commission Foundation. He will be speaking tomorrow, and that function has actually sold out, which is always good news. But he's here to share some of his ideas on his Morrison lecture that's entitled, We're Not Done Yet, Post-Katrina Urban Planning Lessons. David Dixon, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here. Appreciate it.
So, David, if you would, why don't we start? What is it that you hope to accomplish in your presentation tomorrow?
Oh, thanks. That's a great question. Actually, initially, I was asked to talk about how well the master plan had worked, what had worked and what had not worked. I actually felt from our initial conversations with talking to the committee, that what would be of more value would be to talk about the really unprecedented era of opportunity ahead for New Orleans because it is New Orleans, and I can explain that, and why it's worth, with success possibly in hand, why it's worth even more addressing some of the longstanding challenges New Orleans has faced.
Well, let's do that. You have my curiosity piqued for sure.
Okay.
You know, I say that in light of we're still spending Katrina money, right?
Yes, yeah, yes. But what New Orleans has going for it, more than almost every other major city in the U.S., and I don't mean that as hyperbole, is the qualities that are really foundational for success. And I'm really talking about economic success, but that, of course, should be translated into every form of success going forward. We live in a world where, how should I say it, we haven't been having a lot of children for the last 20 years, and we're not likely going forward, meaning our workforce is growing much more slowly. In fact, without immigration, our workforce would be shrinking, and you can think about, I'm sure your audience has thought about or heard about, the challenges Japan faces with a shrinking workforce. The shrinking workforce is happening at the same time as demand for jobs in, I'll call it, our idea economy. And it's our idea economy that really drives economic growth. Biotech, new communications, new AI, all the things that we think about and increasingly use are really about commercializing ideas. And the people who come up with these ideas are bright young folks who are in increasingly short supply. One source recently estimated that there are, by 2030, there'll be 11 million more. There'll be 11 million empty jobs, meaning not enough folks with the right education and creativity, et cetera, to fill these jobs in technology and innovation companies. And that'll cost the U.S. something like $5 billion a year in lost output. But what this means is that the companies that really make up our idea economy, the companies that are really growing and offering better jobs, follow, they use the term talent, follow the workforce they're competing for. And this workforce overwhelmingly prefers to live in authentic, mixed-use, walkable, I'll use the word cool, multicultural places that really that are walkable and really promote opportunities to come together and enjoy community. And New Orleans, because of the legacy it's living legacy and living culture embodies these qualities more than any American city I can think of. That's a long answer, but is that getting at your question?
Yeah, it is. And interestingly enough, and I know you heard this when you were here in the immediate aftermath of Katrina, there was this deep, deep concern about gentrification, right?
It
always mystified me because it seemed that one of the lures to the younger folks was maybe you didn't have to do full Monty gentrification, but you were going to have drips, drabs, touches of it. And it was almost became a really bad, bad word. Your thoughts about how that will play a role moving forward?
That's a really important question. And I'm going to start by referring to something else you said. So it's interesting. New Orleans has had for a long time what the folks I'm talking about are looking for. It doesn't have to create. They're not looking for expensive restaurants and expensive beer, and they're looking for places that have authenticity and character and are fun to hang out. New Orleans has had those for decades and continues to. So it doesn't need to change or gentrify to appeal to folks. The gentrification, of course, can come and has come when a city attracts folks who have a lot of education and can command high salaries and push up housing prices. And there are lots of reasons why housing prices have gone up, but New Orleans is a very desirable place to live. Every city in America is going through some version of this right now because urban places are considered much more desirable. Urban places, for the same reasons people like New Orleans, they like urban in general, just most cities haven't done urban as well as New Orleans. So what's very important going forward, I would say from two directions, is one, to really tap growing value to fund affordable housing. We can't afford to build in this country houses that most of us can afford to buy. If those days are over, construction costs are too high, labor costs are too high. That's another phone call. So we've got to invest public dollars in creating housing that most of us can afford. And we can't just say, well, let's build new housing and then let older housing drop in price, because what that means is the only housing available to folks who can't afford good housing is in miserable shape. And that's not the kind of country we want to be. The other side of this that's really important to remember is the best way to create jobs and jobs with opportunity for everybody, regardless of their skills or their education, is by creating a more robust economy, and that means these days an idea economy. So the city of Buffalo, which actually has a lot in common with New Orleans. It didn't have Katrina or the sort of decline New Orleans had before that. It declined because it was a Rust Belt city, but the impacts were the same. Anyway, long story short, Buffalo did a lot of research because there are a lot of folks there who said, let's think about us, not just bringing new folks to Buffalo. And Buffalo did a lot of research on the value of creating new knowledge, IT industry jobs, and came up with, and they tested this a lot, it's a really valid statistic, that each new job they create, called a knowledge industry job in technology or biotech or something, creates five other jobs for people across the full skills spectrum. And one way that to make sure this happens is to do two things. A, make sure that New Orleans has robust programs to bring people into the workforce. You know, if you've gone to jail, you've got a jail record, you can't get a job for the rest of your life unless somebody steps in to cure that, basically to confirm that you have rehabilitated yourself. If you're a single parent, you know, somebody could dangle all the job opportunities in the world or education opportunities that they might want to, but you've got to take care of your kid unless you have a really robust daycare system and education system. So if New Orleans puts the pieces in place that unlock opportunity for everybody by attracting the new idea economy, everybody will thrive in an equitable way. Is that making sense? Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. David, let me ask you this. We have an upcoming mayor's election, and there are a lot of people that believe, as cliche as it sounds, you know, that this could be a defining moment for us. We've had some missteps in the spend, and I say this all the time. As a city, and you have to have the ability to receive federal funds, and you've been around disasters for a while. Yeah. You know how much money flows, and if you're not in a position to receive it, in other words, being able to execute on it, it's not as nearly as much value as what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had these missteps. In what you just talked about, how important is that leadership component of mm-hmm. being able to stay on point as to what you're trying to do? Because mm-hmm. what I see, and I think Buffalo, I was reading an article about Buffalo, and they had I think it was their business community was really focused on a small set of priorities that they were mm-hmm. pushing the edges of the envelope. Was that true?
Yes, and the business community and the city really collaborated.
Yeah.
And continue. Yes. I would say that leadership, we're at a point of an inflection point, a pivot point in for cities generally, because our economy is changing. Every city in America needs to create for the folks who needs to compete for the folks who help build this economy. The whole series of things are changing. Public leadership matters more than ever. New Orleans, actually, people, if they sat back and thought in 20 years, it's not that long, how much New Orleans has recovered, and not recovered, come back better in all kinds of ways, with challenges that go with that, including affordability. But the city has done a remarkable job of coming back. Going forward, it will need even more robust public sector leadership, starting with a mayor, focused on attracting the businesses, the industries, the people who really promote, unlock, I should say, the ability to grow an economy today. You know, you don't do it with industrial production. You don't do it as a port. You don't even do it by attracting more law firms. Going forward, it's the people who create the ideas that turn into technology, et cetera, that really grow an economy. Positioning New Orleans with public leadership that collaborates with the private sector, collaborates with community leaders, solves the problems New Orleans has that get in the way, is really going to matter going forward. And I would say the payoff will, the opportunity ahead is unprecedented, meaning the benefits, the dividends, the payoff of doing this hard work and providing this leadership, I think will be significant and really worth the effort.
David, we ought to get to a break. When we come back, I want to ask the following question and give you the opportunity to think about it. Unfortunately for us in Southeast Louisiana, we've almost become a disaster economy, right? A lot of the improvements are directly related to the federal and state funds that we received as a result of this disaster. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. It has consumed so much of our time to go about making that spend and making that improvement that we did not have a parallel path of a lot of strong thinking about how we were going to complement growing on top of that disaster economy. And if you would think in that context, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are there. We'll be right back with Dave Dixon. Stay with us, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. We're visiting with Dave Dixon, Stantec's Urban Places Fellow, nationally recognized urban planner. Your thoughts about my question, David?
Okay. And if I understand your question, is what should New Orleans do going forward? Is that fair?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I put this in very few words. I would say focus on startups, preservation.
David, I apologize. We have breaking news. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, but we got to break away to the news desk. We're breaking to Dave Cohen.
No, this is Ian Ozan here, Newell. We're just receiving word from the federal courthouse. Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted on federal charges, still trying to figure out exactly what those charges are. But we did want to break in to let everybody know the indictment has come down. Mayor LaToya Cantrell formally charged on federal counts.
Thank you so much, Ian. Appreciate it. Let's get back to David. David, are you there?
You certainly am. Yes, let's start with you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Sorry.
So I'd say think about startups. Think about preserving. It's not a dead legacy. It's a living legacy of architecture, of culture. Support the culture bearers who make the folks who make music, who make food, who preserve the buildings that make New Orleans so wonderful. And the list goes of the performers. Focus on equity because New Orleans is diversifying its economy. It obviously is very strongly invested in a visitor economy. That visitor economy in part has supported the amenity, the cultural richness that is attracting so many folks to the kind of folks I've been talking about to want to move to New Orleans. There's been a real renaissance, I guess, of startups and new entrepreneurs coming to New Orleans and starting businesses. And ultimately, those are going to produce a lot of jobs, a lot of fiscal revenue.
Absolutely.
We got to get to
the break, Dave, and I apologize again. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but have a great time tomorrow in your presentation.
Okay.
It being a sellout, obviously a lot of people interested in what you have to say, which is great for the groups that are putting that on. And we certainly appreciate you spending time in the place that we call home, our beautiful city of New Orleans.
Thank you. And just remember to add equity to my list. Thank you.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.